Hello, Janastu. So, I am Advait, and today we are going to know and learn what we have learned today, and we are going to answer the four questions. So, the first question is why they are doing eco printing. So, there are two types of printing they are doing over here. First is block printing, and second is eco printing. And after doing block printing for a while, they understood it is not sustainable and it is harming environment in little manner. So they did studied on that, and they realized there is a method known as eco printing which can really affect the cost and which can give them the material which can dissolve in soil, and they will have this wonderful environment around them. So that is the reason why they are supporting eco printing. So second question is why, what kind of dyes they are using in eco printing. So there are three different things which are coming up like a solution to make dye for eco printing, and it is Turti, also known as Alma, baking soda and vinegar. And these things will come up with a wonderful solution, and you have to make that solution in 3 days process. After that, you'll boil your flowers, you'll get some natural color, and you can make your eco printing colors, and damn, your printing is ready. Third question is why only women are doing that. So women over this community really found that after doing their daily task, they're having this time left over, and they are really willing to do something which will give them sustainability and which will provide them learnings. With Janastu team, they decided to do this wonderful project where they can learn, where they can earn. So only women are doing this because they got free time and they want to consume their time in good manner, and they want to earn, they want to grow. And last question is, what are the material they are using for eco printing and why? So the thing is, eco printing is the method which is really cheap compared to block printing and which is really sustainable. It is a little bit time consuming, but who cares about time when you are saving the environment around? So the thing is, they are using this method in the manner where you can pick flowers around. But be careful about choosing your flowers. Don't choose flowers which are fat. Only thin flowers can give you that dense color. If you're choosing your flower which is actually fat, maybe your color will be not that bright. So be careful while choosing your flower. You can choose your flowers accordingly. You can choose your patterns. You can choose different leaves. They'll give you wonderful, beautiful natural colors, and it will save your cost. You don't have to pay for colors anymore. So that's the thing. That's why they are using this process. And other thing, why they are doing it? To save the environment and to use the material which is around. They can't use roses? Yes, they can. But is roses are growing around? No. Sunflowers are there. So why can't we use sunflowers? Okay, so let's do that. Let's support eco printing. Let's grow the business. And the most important thing Janastu is thinking about is that Janastu will support them until and unless they'll reach their breaking point. Right now, the project is going in very basic stage. So women are really needing Janastu's help to cultivate this program and to help them in various manners. So after they'll get their sustainability and after they'll reach their breaking point, and when they can do this on their own, Janastu will play the role of catalyst, and Janastu will really love to make them self-sufficient and a woman who is taking care of village along with her family. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello, my name is Advait, and so my experience in the village. So I'll just say a little bit about my background. About whenever I travel with my parents, we always, like, if we go to a certain location, like a place, we wouldn't go to like the popular places. They would really try to explore the culture, live in the small nooks and crannies. And so I have a past in living in small houses. We do homestays quite a lot when we travel. So,
Kerala?
not in Kerala, Goa.
Goa.
Like, I live in Goa, but
Yeah.
we've traveled
Sure.
across India, yeah. So, I wouldn't say it was very new, the experience, but of course, every place is different, so the culture is different. And usually, the places we go, like, they do have, like, taps, water. Like, here, of course, everything was hand washed, and it was in the whole village, everyone washes their dishes outside on the road. With their, they have a individual pipe which comes and they wash their dishes there. So that was a new experience for me. Usually where I've gone, like usual people wash their dishes in the house. But also I would feel we had quite little time, so we didn't get to experience their full day, how they live. But in that little time, they live simply, but I think they live well. At least in my
You went in the evening, right?
In the evening, yeah. At least in the house we stayed at, me, Ashik, and Arsha, they had a nice house, they had a nice terrace, and it was well done up, small and clean, very cleanly. The whole village
You
was.
mean nice means it was a concrete house.
It was concrete. Nice, I wouldn't say like. So, the first house we were actually assigned to, me and Arsha, it was mud floors, it was fully thatched, and I was really excited to stay there because I like that vibe. So I would say that was like nice has different definitions, of course. So, like to me, when I would say nice in terms of concrete, I would say well off, more well off.
Depended on the gender. So in the evening, we could go to the house we the gender products making going on, and we could interact with the workers, those who are making the products. They showed us how to make the baskets. It was like a class for us. So we could make some products with their help and guidance. They showed us how to make the products, how to stitch with three, four methods, how to attach one Jandu rod with another. So it was a new learning for us all. Somehow we could manage it to make with our guide Akas. So it was a pleasant experience. Many of us failed to do, but we got some beautiful baskets with the help of them. So it was a kind of a new learning. I'm very happy to learn to how to make the basket with the Jandu. So Janastu is making a doing a good initiative, which is with the Jandu, which is locally available. It was earning to the ladies who are coming to this livelihood. So apart from this Jandu products making, we had a walk through the village. And we visited a lake nearby in the Durgadahalli. So I could realize the class division or the maybe the caste division in this locality. Like in the nearby lake, there was water supply to the nearby localities. So while we were walking to the lake, we could realize that the neighborhood was very rich in their agriculture, crop, the arecanut and the other whole crops. It was very greenery, and the houses seems like rich or good standard. So I could understand it was high class people, or also they are from high caste background. They were getting the water supply regularly from the nearby lake there, and as I comparing this with another village, we had a walk to the in the evening. I could not remember the village name actually. So it was mostly the locals people are residing there, and I could understand that the water scarcity is there, and so they were suffering to get the water. But I see that they are making keeping their surroundings clean.
Hello, my name is Fida and I'm coming from Kerala. So I'm going to talk about the experience I had while we went to the village and stayed there for a night. So I was actually I got my host as Indrani Akka, but because of some reasons I got a chance to stay at Narasimha Akka's place, which he was talking of, which was like so nice place to stay. I am coming from a background where I have no way to interact with this kind of community or anything, and I have done my master's in social work, but it was medical and psychiatry, so community development exposures I am trying to gain more. So for me, communities really amaze me, the way they live and everything. So this community really feels very different from any other I have been to. So previously I was at Punjab for last month, and from that it is entirely different. This people's livelihood, how they are doing, we had conversation with our host Akka, like how she is coming here and how she's managing their households and everything. So she was talking about that, we all also got a chance to witness all that, like they finish their daily chores in the morning and they work as a group and come here. So when we go to office or some other places, we'll be coming as individuals, or we'll not be connected with our colleagues or anything. So these people are connected already, and they are coming. They are not actually coming for work. They are taking this as a community space itself. So that feel was there. So we also walked in the morning with them to here, and it felt so good. Morning walk and coming to the place, so it was really nice to being with them in the morning. So while we went there, everyone was talking of that there is this doorstep where we should not step on, so the frame. So the place I stayed that didn't had a door frame. And I was actually very much aware of that, because we should not do that. It will be disrespect. And there were no doors at all, inside the home, between rooms or anything. I was staying in their kitchen, which is also their bedroom, which is also their dining hall, living room and everything. And there was a small space right behind that where their father, an old man who is staying, and at the same room there were so many gods and everything. So that was actually a co-living space. I really felt it, so there was something I always wanted to feel, and I got that living space in there. And Narasimha Akka was so much filled with love. That woman gave us she was making me and Yamini was in pair, so she was trying to make us comfortable. And one point she asked us, do you want to go to her own mother's house, which is nearby, and you can stay there. There won't be any other. Yeah, you will feel safe, because at some point she was like thinking it won't be comfortable for us, but like we clearly told we want to be with you. So she knows some Tamil, so language barrier was a little like not there, and her husband knows Hindi, so she could also communicate. So we both translate when they say, so we got a lot more like communication space in there. Now I feel like they treated us like family, so I really feel like family. So today also while coming here, she was greeting with a good big smile, and I feel like, okay, I'm seeing someone of mine there. So these people are welcoming with their, like, opening their doors, we say, but opening their heart as well. So that kind of simplicity, once we were discussing about living simple, but how simple? So definition of simple, somewhere for me it might be simple, for them it is their daily life. Anyways, like I got that experience and I'm so grateful for that. And the nearby house, there was Varalakshmi Akka as well. So in the morning, they were having a healthy competition to treat us with breakfast. Both of them were so much like, so Akka called us for having breakfast. We went there, we had breakfast. Then she was giving up so many things. And she was giving us tea also. So we were spending time there. So our host Akka was like, leave them. I also need them. I also want to feed them. So I understand Kannada and I understood that. So I was like, I told her that, and we really felt so good at that time. Like she was seeing so much pampered, we'll say. And we went back to the house and she treated us with some more payasam, and we were so full by that time. But the taste of payasam and their cooking, like we ate that also. So that was a really nice, literally feast and happiness to stomach and heart. There were lots of things I observed. One among them was, as I said, there was less language barricade. And she was opening up about a lot of things. So we also got a chance to know her medical history and all. So at some point I understood that few among them are dealing with some psychiatric issues, which they are like on the other side. I am happy that they are taking help on that. They're having medicine. They are aware of it at some point. They're consulting doctor. Most of the household where the women have any stress, it will be like house stress and they'll be leaving it aside. But these people know something and they are treating for themselves. So for me, mental health is an area which I'm very much interested in. So I looked in a little deeper and I tried to have conversation. But there comes, like she was saying so much things, there comes some understanding problems and language problems. So that was for a small time. We were talking about all that, and by prescription I understood it was some medicine for depression as well. So they are going through, like women in the household are going through stress and depression, and they are working. They are working for house. Things we need to know more. As I said, I only got one night exposure. I cannot say anything based on that. But yeah, somewhat I feel like I should look more into. And the village, even though the house I stayed didn't had any toilet facility, like the children of the neighborhood were all doing their needs, like potting and all, in the public roads itself. But that road was, they were cleaning the road, like every household people will clean the road in front of them every morning. So it didn't felt like an unhygienic place, but what they are doing is little bit unhygienic for health. So that concern, like I got that feeling somewhere, they need some proper toilet facility and everything. But it is not their own land. The government is helping to build toilets, but as it is not their own land, they cannot like ask for help from government as well, because they cannot build in that land. So yeah, that kind of things. In short, this much I can say.
Where did you use the toilet?
On the opposite house. Yeah, they had.
They also go there.
I didn't got a chance to ask about it. Also, whenever we talk, like that was not a context to ask these things. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. And I'm grateful for you all people, Janasto, to give us this opportunity to feel what their lifestyle and what they are in, and always grateful for Akkas for opening all their doors and treating us with so much of love and food and everything they had. Yeah, nothing more than that. I cannot express my gratefulness in words right now.
Hi everyone, I'm Sahara. So I also stayed in Kumarji's house. I didn't stay there, but I was actually assigned to that house. So we went there and he was watching World Cup. So it was India versus Sri Lanka match. So he was so excited to, you know, excited to tell us also that India was playing, and he was, from his conversation, he was telling Hamara India is playing, and I felt that patriotism in him. And then he actually talked about his kids. It was more like a one-side conversation, I would say. We did say something about ourselves, but he was so excited to talk to us. He talked about his in Hindi, because his family, his parents are in were in Bangalore. So he was also born and brought up in Bangalore. He worked there with a few like migrant workers, so he is really good in Hindi. So we could also communicate. That communication gap was not actually there, because we could understand Hindi and also could communicate a little bit in Hindi. So he was talking about his kids, and he's so passionate about, you know, giving them education. And he was talking about his kids, like he has two kids. One of his son's name is Shashanga, and the other one girl, her name is Manya. She's in 9th standard, and Shashang has kind of completed his ITI diploma, and he even showed Shashank's certificate, which he kept behind the photo of gods there. We also could see Puneet Rajkumar's photo there, which we found it in most of the houses, which made me feel that he had some, you know, part to play in their life somehow, because they kept his photo near the gods. Then he was so proud father, I felt, and also a proud son. His father worked in HMT watch company, he said. He was a manager there, and he even showed us his marriage album, the photo when photo of his father receiving some kind of rewards or some kind of medal from a police officer while he was retiring. There are no more, but he came here when he got married. His wife's family is here. He even showed us the tattoo of his hand, which is actually his wife's name. He showed us, and then he blushed. So actually he was confused, like we kind of felt that he was not aware that we were going to stay there. So we asked him whether we could stay there, and he was like okay. For a moment he thought, and then he said okay. But his sister is also staying nearby, so he took us to their house so that we could have food there. So what I observed there was, it was different. The thing is, they had this, what to say, the screen of the door. Mm-hmm. So the down part of that, they kind of observe it as some kind of sacred thing. They do rituals in the morning, and we are not allowed to step on it. And also while eating, they gave us a lot of food, like a lot. And we were So they gave me mudda, and I am not a fan of mudda. So since one of my friend who was there was vegetarian, so they actually gave us chicken curry with mudda. So for her, they bought upma. So I asked them if they could, you know, exchange mudda for upma, because I didn't want to waste it. Because if I touch it, and then it might get wasted. So I thought, okay, then they gave me upma. And after eating so much of upma, they bought some rice. And they said it is actually necessary, or some kind of, you know, it is in their place, it is necessary to eat rice after eating anything. So I was confused, and I said, okay, I'll have little. Then we washed our hands in the plate. So that was something new for me, and they didn't actually allow us to wash the dishes, which we actually we actually talked to them like we'll do it, and they were like no, we'll do it. So that was what something different I found there. In every house I went, I found they keep memories, like they store memories, like they have albums, and they were so eager to show us, and all those things were there. So and when we were coming back also, I felt that and in the morning we got payasam, we got so many things to eat, and I kind of felt that they show their love through food. And also it was, they were suffocating us with love. That thing was there, and we felt at home, and it is not easy for anyone to open their doors for complete strangers, and that was something really appreciable for these people. They didn't know us, like, they just know, only a few of them know, and where I stayed, they didn't know me at all, but they still had that trust in us. And also a few things Rishma shared, that village was so live. And back at my home, no kids run around like that at that time of the night, not even in the day. We have the trust issues, and in this era, we don't, you know, we find it difficult to send our kids outside, or even we don't go like that. And they didn't have that compound walls, which actually made them, you know, I felt they are more connected, and anybody can go to anyone's house no matter what the time is. This is the things that I felt. And as a community, they have that much bond together, and there were so many akkas were asking me why we are not going to their places, and they were worried about that. So it was such a lovely and a very different experience for me as a person.
My name is Rishmal, and this is my experience from staying in the village for one night. So I'm an introverted person mostly, and I will try my best to mingle with people. This time I feel like the amount of how much we are getting into their like daily life was so intense that I felt a little discomfort. They are sharing their photographs, like their family's old photographs. The gift his father has given him years back, and he's remembering his father is no anymore. And he's showing that was a clock, actually, a pendulum clock, which he have to turn the key, like two keys. We had to key that every 6 days. So he was showcasing that, and he was the name of the person was Kumar, and he could talk well in Hindi because he used to stay with workers migrated from North India in Bangalore for his work. So his Hindi was very good, so we were able to communicate well with him. So he was explaining how was the life there. The rent was like 500 per month. We could feel he was so eager to share his personal story about the marriage, their kids, how well they are in studying, and how he hopes them to get a better life. So he was so proud about his son and daughter, how they are like the daughter is school leader, like class leader, and son is like doing his ITI and he have good marks and all. So the intensity of that personalized their personal space they are getting us into, I felt a little discomfort. That's the feeling I can recall most. And other thing I noticed when I went to a terrace of that home, and we looked around, we could see that even it's like 8 or 8:30 at the night, the community was so alive. Like the children were running around at that time, and they were running through different houses and their compounds, and they're mostly they don't have any compound dividing walls or anything, and they were so alive. We could hear laughs from this place, like a cry from another place, and their celebration is going on, conversation is going on someplace else, and we could feel that community is alive. It's like a marriage function is happening in my village, like how it will be, and that is happening like every day there. So that connected community feeling was so intense there. So that was the two things I mostly noticed there. Yeah.
Did you ask why they were crying in the next house?
Roshna has said that the husband was drunk and came to home, and the wife was beating him.
Wife was beating him.
Yeah.
So the guy was crying.
Yeah, guy was crying, and even from the voice we can see that he is so drunk.
Okay.
And the whole villagers were gathered around, and they are trying to solve the issue also.
Okay.